Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony, Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
What's up? What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. Yeah, man, you tuned in live worldwide right here. All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you hear something you want to say. And get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. We here to make it do what it do with Rapstar 412. What's the deal, dog?
Yo, what's popping, everybody? Happy Sunday, everybody. It's a beautiful day, blue skies. It's like the whole sky is cripping right now. Throw his seas up. It's blue. I don't see a cloud in the sky. It's just everything is all Snoop right here, man. It's crazy. And it's crazy because I am releasing a brand new song right today. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, yay. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We family. This is what we do, man. So when you drop something like that, dog, you gotta hear it first. You know what I'm saying? Gotta hear it first, All Talk No Filter. Gotta hear it first
All
on Dollhouse
No
Radio,
filter.
Home of the indie artists. Yeah, home of the indie, baby. That's what we do. As a matter of fact, let me see. We gonna go on here. You know what I'm saying? We know y'all feeling good. We appreciate y'all for tuning on in. But we gonna go on ahead and we gonna grab these Dollhouse announcements and then shall get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Gotta come back and get into that where they do that at. Go on ahead, Lord. Loyalty, that's what's good.
Let's do it.
Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, and if you're just now tuning in, you hear we're all talking no filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something to say. If you hit it by mistake, take it back, and we won't even bite. I mean, unless you win and stuff like that. But anyway, Rapstar 412, where they do that at?
Yo, Ayo, I got some curveballs I want to, you know. I got some curveballs for you. I got some heat for you. Now, check this out. Husband and wife, Manny and Deanna Rivera. They are happily married with two kids. Not only happily married with two kids, but they're happily married with two kids plus one, their girlfriend. Yes, a husband, a wife, and a girlfriend. The crazy thing is this is a little bit unorthodox as far as how it actually, you know, came about. The woman was actually, you know, you hear stories about men be like, yo, you know, when we get somebody else, da 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 da, and everything like that. This was actually the woman's idea to bring somebody else into the relationship. Over time, she was feeling depressed. She was feeling empty. She felt like, you know, there was something that she was missing. And being that her husband was like, you know, 100% macho, he's masculine, he didn't really know how to tap into those, you know, feelings of that she was feeling. He couldn't, show any sympathy towards, you know, her feelings and everything. He didn't know how to. So she presented, you know, the idea with him. He turned it down the first time, and he was like, nah, it's going to cause problems in our relationship, this, that, and the third. We're fine how we are. Until time went on, and she was feeling even more depressed and more anxious and everything, and she presented the idea again. He agreed to it. He said, let's try it. And then they found a woman named Melissa, and ever since then, the three of them have been living happily ever after ever since.
The woman, Melissa...
Now here's the thing, you know, Manny, the husband, he said, you know, he feel like he's the luckiest guy in the world, you know, reply to a man involved in that situation. But they all parent their children, all of them. The Melissa, the girlfriend, she says that she did not want to have children. She does not want to have children. Actually, she views Danny and Deanna's children as hers. They talked about it with the children. The children,
how
they seem
the
fine with it. The kids got to be maybe under 10. But okay. The children has expressed their feelings towards it. The young girl, she even said that she's close with the girlfriend. She calls her mama. Now, the girlfriend's name is Melissa James. So they call her Mama MJ. So she says, I have a mama. She said, I like having two mommies. It's like, you know, extra love. It's more love. I have a daddy, I have a mama, and I have Mama MJ. And she says, I love them all. It's twice the love. You know, she feels that, you know, getting love from all three parents is way better than just getting love from, you know, just the two. You know, they say that, you know, they're happy with it. They wouldn't change anything about it. This is a little bit unorthodox, but, you know, to keep from the children from feeling it, because, you know, when they go and they speak of it to people outside their home, they know that they're going to get ridiculed. They can't say that, well, I have a mommy and I have two mommies and a daddy, So what they try to tell the children is when you go out and you speak about family, try not to say that. Say, I have a daddy, I have a mommy, and I have an aunt that's very close to my mom. You know,
but I mean,
so.
To me, you already putting the kids on it. This falsehood going into it, because if you as a man have allowed another woman to come in and be, you know, your other wife, partner, whatever, wherever you want to put her, but then you telling the kids, oh, don't say this to nobody. Just say it's your mom, your dad, and your aunt. First of all, who the fuck, what kind of kid go out and be like, oh, my, I got a mom, a dad, and an auntie? Well, I'm saying though, like, what the fuck do you mean? You got a mommy and a daddy. Why? What's the big deal about you got uncles too? I mean, why do you say that to say what? I mean, I think they fucking up their kids doing stuff like that. If you gonna do something like that, then just come straight with them. If they 10, they understand. Like, hey, your pops needed. I got a little. Well, I didn't need. Your mama wanted a little extra on the side, so you got another mom. You know what I'm saying? That's don't do that. You contort them kids' minds, man. You contorting their minds. You know what I'm saying? Like Nisi, what you think about my dad, my girl got a girlfriend type shit, and then they don't want the kids to go out and tell nobody this is another parent or girlfriend or whatever, wife. You telling them to say this
to auntie?
What do you think about that?
As in a stepmother? That's what you're saying?
She's not a stepmother. Because basically they saying to the kids not to go out and explain their family situations for their protection. It's not that they're trying to hide anything, but it's only for their protection because they're already getting kind of ridiculed because they're in a biracial relationship. The father, he's Latino, and the mom, she's white. So I guess they go to an all-white school and they get, you know, kind of bullied because they're Latino. Oh. And not only that they're Latino, but coming in and say, yes, I have a father and I also have two mommies at home. That's going to add more salt to the injury. So they say when
two
they
mommies.
Talk about their family or their family structure, do not say that you have two mommies at home. Just say that you have an aunt that's very close with your mom that lives with you. You know.
Oh, so that's mother's girlfriend. It's the mother's girlfriend.
Yeah, the mom. That's the weird thing because the mom in these cases is normally the man insinuating to, you know, get somebody else into it. But it was actually the woman who wanted somebody extra in the relationship. The father didn't want anything to do with it. He turned it down the first time. But the reason why she wanted an extra person because emotionally he wasn't there to satisfy her. Well, not satisfy her, but she was feeling emotion on him being a macho man. He couldn't tap into those feelings to try to make her comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted, I guess, another female aspect into the life.
Feelings 101, motherfucker, shit. Because you fuck around and she beat him, ran off with the girlfriend. Shit, you got to be careful. Don't be soft. Be careful.
I was actually just kind of thinking, it had me chuckling, like, what if one of them got into a fight, like the husband and the wife got into a fight, and the girlfriend sided with the wife, and now the husband's downstairs sleeping on the couch,
they all living in the house together,
raising. Yeah, they're all living in the house raising their kids.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow. He got the both best
so
of
this
both
is
worlds
not just,
damn near.
This is well, the way I see it is I don't really think it's that unorthodox because we also got to understand that there's people in different parts of the world who lives like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got people who religiously that's their culture. I can't really say that, oh, that's just crazy or, oh, that's just so unorthodox because it's not that unorthodox when you have people in different worlds, you know, living like this. Now, what is unorthodox is when you have somebody who's in a relationship or people who are in religions where they have multiple wives, I don't really think that they live all together, and I don't think that they all sleep with each other or have relationships. I think it's separately.
Shit.
Like, I got wife number one, I got wife number two.
They got a whole TV show where them people is doing that. They all stay together. They got an extended kids stay with, you know what I'm saying? They made a whole TV show out of this shit. I ain't gonna even lie.
I've been in an open relationship before.
I mean, and you know, it was everybody was in the same household, kicking it, doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's those polygamists. We already know about them. I'm talking about.
Wasn't nobody married though.
Yeah, nobody was married though. Yeah, but we talking about you know. But we talking about, you know, in like Islamic, you know, countries and different things where,
but I'm
you
not,
know,
not even
if you have one wife.
It's not just them. That's the people. They got that show. I watched it before. Sister Wives, where he married to like five women and the kid, they over her. They over her.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what, and it's so crazy because it just depends on what state you in, what you can do. Because it's places you could go and have, you know, several, you know, wives or whatever. Then you got places where you can't do, you can only be married to one person at a time. That's the problem with the system.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times there's no uniformity. If you're going to do something, that shit needs to be across the board. You know what I mean?
Right. There's a lot of loopholes. There's a lot of loopholes and things. Just like we know that prostitution is illegal, but you can go over to Nevada and go to the cat house and buy somebody.
All day.
What do you say? Buy somebody.
Yeah, buy somebody.
You know, buy a part of them for a few minutes. He said, buy somebody. Like, damn.
I mean, not as a whole, but you know, I used to watch HBO.
I mean, don't act like you can't go rent a bitch though. Don't act like you can't go rent a bitch. You got to know. You come on with a motherfucker. Like,
how
damn
much? That's a good idea. Rent a bitch.
You rent a bitch. You hear me? You got enough. Hey,
rent
you can get 6 months up out of this one. You know? I'm just saying. I'm not judging.
They're going to have to do
I'm
a credit check. They're going to have to do a credit check behind that. They have to do a credit check behind that. A credit check.
And give that motherfucker for the first day, and he find out he ain't got nan more money. And you stuck with him for 6 months.
But my thing is, with the kids, like... With the kids, though,
the kids
I don't like how
that's the crazy thing. The kids fuck with it, though. They fuck with it. They
but
say,
see,
hey,
already they know. They have
love.
Kids adapt to their environment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If that's all they know, they don't have a choice. They learn to live with
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way children are.
But you also fucking, to me, you fucking with their mind. Like, even if they know, so you go lying to people. If you got to lie to these motherfuckers out here and be like, this auntie, how many kids just come up and be like, oh, my mom,
but you know what
my
the
mom,
kids, I'm,
my
I
dad,
think
and my
kids
auntie.
Would understand if they've been teased and bothered and messed with. They'll agree with the fact of, let's tell this story. You know, just
right.
so that my friends or I can have friends in this location. Anything to make their life easier, especially at school. Kids is mean as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Kids,
mm-hmm.
is, they real mean. They have no, you know what I'm saying? They don't, you talking about a motherfucker don't have no filters? They don't know no better. And that's the only time that they can be open and say what they want to say. Because as parents, at least the ones that do care, aren't there to chastise them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So kids, when they're together with other children and there is no adult around, kids say some fucked up shit. You know, it's real bad. And it's a lot of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It all goes together. So a child, your child coming home crying, it may not legitimately be the right thing to do, but you're going to try to find a way to help them to survive at school. Without having to fight all the time, without having to be in tears coming home. I've seen that, you know what I'm saying, with my kids, and that shit is hard when they were younger, you know what I mean? They don't know. They just
mm-hmm.
want it to stop. They just want to, they can't change the environment that what's going on at home. It is what it is. So you learn to adapt and find a way around. And it may not be the right thing in our eyes, but obviously it's working for them. if they ain't getting the kids ain't getting beat up and bullied and hurt.
Whether
it's emotionally, physically, mentally.
Right. That's what they said.
They
said it works for them.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're happy. And then the children, if the children are happy at home, hey, they get a little extra love. I mean, I don't knock it, but I don't agree with all of that. You know what I'm saying? You telling them to lie, no. But then I do look at the opposite side where, damn, you want them to be safe when you send them out that door. You know?
Right.
And shit happens. Kids, is, whew, them some motherfuckers.
This is savage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wise evil.
Words
some
spoken
of them
by
Niecy
Honey Dip. Yeah.
Some of them little motherfuckers is evil.
Yeah, true that. True that. Hey,
I'm
but you know what?
They don't know
it's
no better.
It's good though. It's 4:20 somewhere. So we gotta get a smoke break in. But you know what? I'm gonna let him do his thing, and he gonna do his world premiere thing. And go ahead, Rapstar 412. What's popping, man? Go ahead, do your thing.
Yeah, y'all about to go and listen to my new, brand new joint. It's called Holla. Fuck with your boy, son. It's real hip-hop. We getting into some bars and metaphors and some real, real raw East Coast shit. And I'm pointing at everybody I name on this track. So if you catch the little names, I'm talking to you individually. All mumble rappers, move aside. Let's get into it. Real hip-hop. Rapstar.
My name is Brad.
Yeah, that was our own rap star 412. You know what I'm saying? That was then Holla New,
yeah.
Right? New music. Yeah. Hey, hit us up 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something you want to say. Now we on to that hot seat because that's just what we do. Okay. Okay. So, me, myself, never really been a fan of Nicki Minaj. I think she's full of shit. But recently, she was in the hot seat because she got into it with a writer online who, the writer, she didn't really, it was basically an observation. And she just kind of put out there that, you know, if Nicki wants to have any longevity in the game, you know, she should come with some mature content. You know, you in music, you got to evolve. Everybody knows this. You got to evolve. You can't be the same street kid, stick-up kid when you came in at 18 and now you 43, you know what I'm saying, and you still talking that shit. It just don't work like that. Everybody has evolved. Jay have evolved. He ain't on that shit no more. He on his money. He on his bag. You know what I'm saying? He doing tours with his woman. You know what I'm saying? So she on the thing. She's coming up on 40. You know what I'm saying? She's clapping back at the lady telling her to go suck a dick and all this other stuff and, you know, who the fuck you think you are type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some little girl shit. So my thing was, I was like, why even come like that? This shit was going ham on social media. And everybody was like, basically, bitch, you a little girl. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to be out here trying to be a role model for these young ladies that's trying to do their thing and come up in an industry like this. And this is what you got for them. You know what I'm saying? So what do y'all, do she think, do you, y'all think that she really should have just clapped back on the lady telling her to go eat a dick and all this other stuff? Well, really, the lady is just, she's a writer as well, bitch, she's your fan. And what she said was, there was truth to it. You can't do the same things when you hitting 40 that you was doing when you came in the game at 21. It's just not like that. What y'all think about her conduct on it? Because they was flaming her on social media.
I mean, what can you expect from an artist whose whole career and her whole style is somebody else's?
True.
Like, what can you expect? Her whole style. Let's be clear, because I was over at my cousin's house about a couple of days ago, and he was telling me something about Nicki. He was telling me something about Cardi B or something like that, or some new other shit. And I was like, any female artist that comes out today is basically like a watered-down version of Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj is basically a watered-down version of Lil' Kim. So in actuality, all these bitches is actually Lil' Kim wannabes, for real, for real. What can you expect from an artist who has taken everything, not only rhymes, not only looks, not only fashion sense, but her whole career is a Mr. Potato Head put together correct. So when you tell an artist, yo, go find, when you tell an artist that, yo, you've been on this Barbie shit for so long now, it's overdue because not even Lil' Kim's on that Barbie shit no more. Of course, right. You're going to feel it some type of way because nobody really knows who the fuck Nicki Minaj is. Actually, we know who Nicki Minaj is. If you know any, you know, history of Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj was Nicki Minaj, you know, before what we know her today. Nicki Minaj had some substance to her. I mean, she was still Swagger Jack and Lil' Kim, but at least she had some substance to her. This bullshit that she always, you know, the pin up and the Barbies and everything, that shit's overdue, son. Like, on the real, get back to some real music shit. You know, get back to, you know, my favorite, I got a couple Nicki Minaj songs I like. One was back in 2007. She made this song called This Is For My Niggas. This is for my niggas who's boxed up. And then, like, that was my shit. She was speaking some real shit. Like, that was some real Queens, New York shit. Now, ever since, you know, Wayne and Young Money and everything, she's been on some bullshit. So, like I said before, what do you expect from a person whose whole career is somebody else's model?
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect anything else. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole thing on it.
Nisi Honey Dip, you think she was out of pocket for clapping back like that? Or should she have been more on her grown woman shit?
she shouldn't have came at her like that. You know what I'm saying? She should have, took the criticism, as it is and left it alone. I wouldn't even, if you knew you was going to go off, at the level that she's at right now, she shouldn't have said shit. I wouldn't even give a bitch no response. I probably been with my peoples talking about this bitch, this bitch, that, at the end of the day, she could have just let her fans would have answered them questions for her. Saying? Because her fans, the little barbs, they goes in. Them motherfuckers crazy. I was reading that shit and listening to some of the bloggers last night, and because it came right up on my phone, in the news feeds too. So I was like, well, damn. That shit is crazy though. She didn't have to come at the lady like that. All that suck a dick and shit. I mean, that sounds like, But then, her life has stopped years ago. People who are celebrities in that type of level, their life stopped. She's still stuck the way she was. She had stopped living. She's living for what it is. That's like Michael Jackson. He was still stuck in a childhood. God rest his soul now. But I'm saying, he was still stuck in that childhood because he wasn't able to live. He wasn't able to have fun. Everybody was older than him. So he would still want to play. Even though we know he was too goddamn old to be running out there, with the circus and all that. But hey, it is what it is. He had to bring the world into where he can control it. And he could still play and have fun. So she's still stuck. She's still stuck, I think. But she wasn't right for that at all. She was dead wrong. But they say she, allegedly Nicki getting, doing a little toot tooting and little pop pilling and all types of things, allegedly. I don't know. She do be coming out saying some bugs out shit. Yeah, she's still threatened. She don't know what to do. I ain't never seen that bitch with a little fake crying. I ain't never seen that shit. She put it on. She really put it on like that. Like, come on now. Are you serious? Because she didn't tell you thank you or suck your ass or something. I'm keeping it real. And I don't give a fuck about the barbs because I give you what you're looking for. Okay. Now, back to this bitch being, Come on now. It really is what it is. It's always someone better, someone new gonna always come.
It's always
any lane of anything. Any bit, not just entertainment, shit. You can work in a fucking office and the new secretary could be faster at typing than you. And now the boss wants that bitch to be, do the shorthand or whatever the fuck or type his notes and stuff. It's always gonna be somebody better. You just gotta keep your game up. Stay up on your feet. Do what you gotta do. If anything, get a girl her props, and keep it pushing and do you. Bitch, you all in this motherfucker crying and shit. Are you fucking kidding? Come on, how old is you? I'll be mad as hell too. No, I'm not gonna say she don't be mad. But don't be talking about, a lot of people would be grateful to work with Nicki Minaj. Like, bitch, now you're talking about yourself in the third person. That's a weird shit right there. A lot of people would be grateful to work with a Nicki Minaj. Bitch, okay, you ain't God. I understand, you came up on your money. I'm saying I remember her from when she came to my city, my cousin, and a friend of hers brought her here. And people were saying she wasn't going to be shit. But she came up, right time, right moment. It was her time. Hey, she got her shit together. It is what it is. Be grateful for what you have. Because it's motherfuckers that's wishing they could even get to that level. And somebody else going to come behind Cardi. We don't know what kind of focus, where her mind gonna be after this baby. And if Offset, come on, let's keep it real, this is a ladies' man. I don't give a fuck if they married or not. He's a ladies' man. Cardi might lose all her whole motherfucking entire goddamn mind. We don't know, but it's gonna be room for another bitch, cause she's gonna have that baby and have to be still for a period of time. That baby weight, all that shit gonna, but ain't nothing but the hatchet doctor. They go in there and get all that shit sucked out, so they pull together. Snatched and laid.
Hey, real,
you know,
real
saying
talk,
still.
If she was smart on Cardi downtime, she need to be dropping tracks like hot
well,
water.
I do see on Instagram she's still in the studio right now. She was saying she got to get a lot done. She was just complaining this morning, this morning, about her head hurting. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not resting. She's tired. But she's saying, I got to get this stuff done before I drop this load. I got to get it done. You know what I mean? So you know she's getting ready to drop something else. Or either she's getting it all together so she can put something out while she's laid up. You know, got to be at home with the baby.
And
some first
man,
2 months or whatever.
That's so neat. And for Nikki to be so quiet for so long, she was quiet for a little minute. Everybody was like, where Nikki at? She ain't putting nothing out. Then you come back with that Chun-Li bullshit. And shout out to Cardi for being the first and only female to have 2 number ones on the Billboard. Ain't nobody. And, oh, yeah, because she done already did the cover of Rolling Stone and all that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her for being the first female to have done that 2 number ones on a Billboard. But my thing is, she has to step it up. Because for her to be quiet, Nikki to be quiet so long, and then she come with that Chun-Li bullshit she came with, what the fuck was that? What? Come on, man. You supposed
That's
to come back
been
with
over
the
there
fire
in China.
Like cocaine on these motherfuckers.
She used what she learned over there in China. You know, she's in love with all that different stuff that's going on over there. You know, this is my thing. Might well move on out there. You know what I'm saying? Because she can walk freely out there. And the people out there aren't as bugged out as the United States. I mean, not for nothing. You know, the fans are, they'll come up and they're not like grabbing, trying to rip her fucking clothes off of her. You know what I mean? The shit that... You know, it's sad. This is where we live at, and it's the United States, but that's how the motherfuckers act. They're stalking and trying to, you know what I mean, in your windows and shit. It's a different type of lifestyle over there. They have a different type of respect, I guess, for her. She can walk in and out of any club and not have those problems and still sell out. Whereas in the United States, if you're walking up and down the street, people realize it's you. Your chances of being booked on it, you know what I mean? It makes sense because you're so accessible. In the United States, it's become so accessible where everybody can reach out and touch you. Motherfuckers really ain't trying to book. You know,
trying to follow your limousine.
Yeah. They, you know, where out there, it's a total different world. You know, so she crazy about that shit out there. So I get where that's where the Chun-Li shit come from. They got to think she's Superwoman.
Girl, you from here? You get out. You got a little slant in your eyes, honey. But you still from around any spots. You know what I'm saying? You got the little. You got the little snatch back. But
know,
other than that,
well, I know Cardi is doing her thing. You know, been in the studio. She been showing little stuff. You know, so you know, hey, I'm happy for her. At the end of the day,
working
her struggle was real. But I'm happy for her. I really, truly am. Because where the girl came from and what that child been through, you know what I mean? And having to try to get out there and make it on her own. And it's another thing. That bitch, she wasn't just dancing. She was saving. She was saving money while she was dancing. Still living and living hard, but that motherfucker had money put up to invest in herself. That's when she first began. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, it was good. I mean, I don't agree with her having that baby right now, but that ain't my place. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at least she didn't have kids early on because she wouldn't have been able to save a motherfucking thing. You know? Just can't say shit. Just stripping. You know, you got babies at home and they need this and they need that. You got to have a roof over your head. You know, she just worry about herself. But I'm, you know. So when she came into Love and Hip Hop, it was on the money for her. She already had a little bit of something in the bank. You know, so she was ready. I'm just happy for the girl. You know what I mean? Hopefully she do the wise things and, you know, keep her money and do what she got to do and stay, you know, stay on top of her game. Because somebody's coming right behind her. Somebody might be 5.
I don't
want to
see you no time soon back on Love and Hip Hop, Mom. No time soon do I want to see you anywhere in that lineup. I don't want to see that, damn it. Don't K. Michelle me. Don't do that, okay? I don't want to see you there. You've been there, done that. You on a whole new plateau, and I want you to stay there. Stay flying high. I'm just saying. I get emotional.
Doing the damn thing. I'm happy for it, though. You know, just because that shows that at the end of the day, all these little young girls, young boys who struggle, you know, their family struggling, you can make it to the top. You know what I'm saying? You can't
out the mud. She came out. Now, that's the true definition of I came out the mud and made it.
And miss home, like all she's talking about is missing home. That's going to be, I think that alone is going to be a problem for, what's the name, since they set it off, I mean Offset. set it off. that's going to be a problem for him, though, because that girl really loves her family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where most bitches run behind niggas. Like, she might run behind, was running behind him, but that motherfucking girl take her ass back home. She know where to go to. She know that her family loves her. She loves them. You know? She used to be surrounded around family. But, you know, that's how the Puerto Ricans, they stay together all day. They'll play around at 200 of motherfuckers living in a two-bedroom apartment. So,
okay.
You know, they close.
No lie.
They close. You talk about motherfuckers being close, hey, if we can all get that way, be a better world.
True
I
that.
Don't know, but
wise words. Thanks. Spending knowledge on the day, Nisi, honey, Bill. I see you, boo. You know what I'm saying? I see you, crazy. Hey, man, look, we're going to go ahead and hit a quick break, man, to come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. You know what it is. Let's do some Kendrick Lamar, King's Bed. Let's go. We back. Let's get it.
Miss me with that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, I freaked it. I made 500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need two life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold ya, I ain't gon' pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya, keep it 100, I don't know ya. Boss like top dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter steppin', got a hall of fame and all my poster. I been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bullshit. Bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass
for the weekend.
I got 100,000 and I freaked it.
I
made my 100,000 and I freaked
it.
I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it.
I
haven't made my mind up, should I keep it?
Should I keep it?
I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy daddy, slime on me now. Bad thing I'm serving, put me in the car. Lady daddy daddy, motherfucker law. Chitty chitty bang, murder everything. Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the thing.
Yeah, miss me with that bullshit.
Bullshit.
You ain't really wild, you a tourist. You want, this ain't what you want.
What you want?
Yeah, that was Kendrick Lamar, King's Dead. You just tuning in, you hear we're all talking on Filter on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah.
We on them honey dip thoughts. What's up, Mom? What you on?
Well, I don't know. My week has been going pretty good until the motherfucking yesterday.
motherfuckers, if you know you can't do shit, don't say you can do it. Don't sign up for some motherfucking shit you know you can't handle. You know, I don't know. It's a little minor shit, and it's a family member, but also a business partner. And, you know, I just feel like when you signing up for shit and you say you can handle it and, you know, you're going to step into the big boy shoes, if you know you can only do half the job, then say, I can only do half. I can't do this. I don't know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do whatever it is. I'm going to buy whatever it is that we need to buy. You know what I'm saying? To help you to learn how to do it, because you're good at what the things that you do know how to do that you're doing for me. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's a business. You know, you might be my family. Yes, so you're getting an upper hand because you're my family and you came to me and asked me, could you be a part of some things that I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather it be some that help. I'm like grateful that you believe in me. You know, but I can't step out and tell other people, oh, this person can do this and this person can do that, when you only did half your damn job. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's been months now, and half of the things that we agreed upon that you would do, you haven't done. And it's bothering me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't – it is what it is. I'm real open about my feelings. So at this point, like, it's time to, you know, I got to be mommy now and sit everybody down at the table and have this conversation, whether I hurt your motherfucking feelings or not. I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, it's my name. It's the brand that I built the days that I was away from home from my kids out here working hard to build. I cannot allow someone to come in, whether you're my family, and it's not none of my kids that I'm talking about at all, but whether you're my family or not, I ain't going to allow someone else to fuck my shit up. I can fuck my own shit up. You know what I'm saying? And it's not part of porn, but it's part of other things that I have going on. You know what I mean? I'll get rid of a motherfucker real quick. I am a loner on a daily basis. I spend my time with my children or the damn dog. You know what I'm saying?
It's namesake, period, though, because if it's like anything else, if you've been on a job for 15 years and then you want Day-Day and them, your cousin and them, want to come in and be like, hey, can you give me a reference? You know, then as soon as you get there and you fuck up or you didn't perform how you said they were going to perform, they looking at you like, damn, honey, dip, you bought us this? Really?
And they've been doing pretty good, but I guess they're not realizing, like, I've given you enough room to hang yourself. And of course, you know, they got their little regular, everybody has a regular 9-to-5, whatever you want to call it, job. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. But you now, they done took on other people that I don't see anything going anywhere with. You know, but that's not my truth. That's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not up to me to make that judgment. You know, I just look at the fact that you started this motherfucking role with me. You know what I mean? You came to me on a holiday. I didn't come to you. I was there at our family house eating shit, trying to get my fat ass trying to eat. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And you come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Corner me in the kitchen like, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Can we do this? Can I do this? Can you help me? You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying. But you got to, you know what I mean? You got to give back. And I guess because I'm not agreeing to some of the things that they asked me to do, the extra stuff, and they asked me to do it, because the shit you bringing to me and you tell me about ain't about shit. I'm not about to involve other people in something, and it's just like a waste of my time. I just might as well not do it at all. Again, it's my brand. It's I'm helping. You're using you're stepping onto my playing field. You know what I'm saying? You're stepping.
Right.
You're using the people that they're gonna watch me and see me any fucking way, because I barely have on clothes as it is. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers is gonna watch and see me anyway. Not just men, females, shit, gays, the whole fucking night. They're going to watch me. It doesn't make a difference there, because people are nosy and sex sells. You know what I'm saying? It is what the fuck it is. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, they're going to watch me. So you're stepping on my playing field. And so it brings attention to you. You know what I mean? In turn, it's helping you get known. And everything isn't just porn. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, there's other things that I do. So at the end of the day, I'm going to need a motherfucker to, you know, step your motherfucking game up before I find someone to step in your shoes. You know what I'm saying? If you cannot do what you agreed upon doing, then fall the fuck back or just say, I can't do this part.
It's okay to do that.
You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I know it's bullshit because I see them doing it on other levels. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if they're finding it hard. Fuck this. My radio show. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired. Fuck this. It's my show. You know what I'm saying? So one of the particular people that's involved with me on this show, I need you to step your motherfucking game up. If you can't
You see them out there doing it on other avenues, but they can't do it when it comes to y'all collabing?
They're not on other levels. On other levels. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to step your motherfucking game up. You're my family. You know what I'm saying? And I don't trust anybody with my brand. I really don't. But I trust this. I trust them. You know, but be honest. You know what I'm saying? Be honest. If you can't do the whole thing, then say, I can't do it. It makes no motherfucking sense that it's been this many months and then shit ain't edited. Shit is not, you know what I'm saying? And put in other places that it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? I do some of my shit live, but there's other parts that I don't want to do live and put in other social media areas that I want that shit done. Or I'm going to dismiss you. And it's just like that. The same, I wouldn't give a fuck because he listens to everything that I do any fucking way. So at the end of the day, like, everybody knows when I say a meeting, it's time for a meeting, not we ain't going to get on the phone and have a group chat. No, we having a meeting this week. I'm not playing because something needs to be said, something needs to be done. And, of course, we already know I don't hold shit back. You know what I'm saying? I am not timid. I ain't no pussy. I ain't no submissive ass bitch like that. When you fuck with what I took me seven, damn near coming at the end of August, 7 fucking years to build, and it has not been easy. It is not easy. I'm trying to take my shit into another level. Most of these bitches stay stuck on just doing one thing. I don't want to be like that. You know, I've always been a jack of all trades. I've always been the type of bitch that could do not a one-trick mind. You know what I'm saying? I'll be at my regular job, and my mind be all over the place. By the time I get off work, not only am I tired as hell from the regular job, but I'm so fucking stressed out because I'm thinking about, oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to do this. You know what I'm saying? And then juggling home, juggling bills, my responsibilities, trying to figure out about these conventions, what flyers need to be made. I got parties coming up. I got a whole lot of shit that, you know what I'm saying? And the little bit of stuff I'm not saying because the technical part is difficult. That's why the fuck you here to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you can't handle to do the whole job, just say, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be mad. I just got to
be 100.
Or
she call your ass out.
Yes, be honest about it. And stop straggling me on because I get an attitude and be like, fuck you, I don't want you for shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying not to that way, but if I'm feeling like you're bullshitting me, you know what I'm saying? You're going to play yourself. I cannot tell other people, oh, this person is good at this and good at that. I see the shit that he's doing with the other folks that he's dealing with. That's not, ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? But your focus, this here is a bigger playing field. You know what I'm saying? Than the other shit that they're doing. You know what I mean? This here, my shit is liable to be, you know, you don't know where it could go. Because once again, motherfuckers do check for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You fuck with motherfuckers that nobody checking for.
They better know you worldwide by 40,000 strong and followers. Just, you know what I'm saying, that they following you, they liable to hear your shit and see your work. So step your game up.
What
you
got this shit
feeling,
makes me mad.
Hmm? What you say,
I
Russell?
I be feeling like that, too. I said I be feeling like that, too, because, like, ever since I, you know, started rapping, I be feeling that way towards managers. Like, I don't have managers because I already had two managers and, I was doing more for my brand than the managers was actually doing. So it was like, I'm like, now how, I'm the artist. The only, my only job is to produce music. That's my only job. You're the manager. So why am I talking to people why am I talking to people about a performance that I'm going to be going to when they should be talking to you? I shouldn't even be talking to these motherfuckers. You should already be having that conversation. But I'm out here talking to people, promoting. I'm the A&R. I'm the artist. I'm the promoter. I said, I'm damn near everybody. So when I see people who's like the first one, I was doing everything. Then the second one comes through. She's doing the same thing that I was doing by myself. No elevation or anything. Just, you know, I can get radio play. I've been doing that. I can do this. I was like, I need something more. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, managers, I'm a little bit leery when it comes to managers, because I was like, if you ain't doing anything that can elevate what I'm doing right now, if you're just doing the same shit that I'm doing right now, what the hell do I need you for when I could stay where I'm at by myself? So I definitely feel that when people ain't really doing, when they, people ain't really doing their job and they just all talk, or I can do this and I can do that, and you doing more for, you doing their job.
And I agree with you.
Better than
I
they
do.
Doing. That's
Yeah, I've had to have that conversation with, I've only had two managers, and the second one I still have. But I've had to have that conversation and literally go off and damn near be in tears, because this is, you know, my manager is somebody that I'm very close to. I had a friendship with them before anything. And at one point, I was feeling like, damn, before I made you my manager, you was doing more for me just being my friend. You know what I'm saying? And then once I made you the manager. You know, but now, after I had to go off, he started stepping his game up. And I'm grateful for that. I do appreciate it, and I'm grateful for it. You know what I mean? It just took some time. You got to, you know, go the fuck off. I just don't trust. I have issues with trust. I didn't have fucking assistants. I done had two assistants. One turned out to be a fucking crackhead, and the other one was just straight bugged the fuck out. You know, that's hard to put somebody in a position and giving them. I'll never give a motherfucker any type of anything to do with the money transactions or anything like that. But the other things, I expect you. Once I give, but then that's the fucked up part. I give you, like, what I'm supposed to do, passwords, emails, give you this, give you that. You know what I mean? And then you don't handle, you get an attitude or things ain't the way you want it, and you doing some sneak shit on the side. You know what I'm saying? And that's the kind of shit I ran into. You know, so I just, it makes it hard. It, like, I need an assistant, like, so bad, assistant really bad right now. How do I do this? You know, I need someone really bad. I'm juggling so many things.
The only difference is accepting applications for assistance.
Intern. It's an intern assistant.
Intern assistant.
So, no. And don't send me a motherfucking email talking about, so am I going to get paid? An intern assistant is someone who is going to learn. You're here to learn it. You're here to handle my stuff, but also to, you're learning. You know what I mean? So you can eventually, it's a business. It's business adventures and things that you normally wouldn't have that opportunity to be around the type of people that I am around.
Perfect your craft. Absolutely.
Hey, man, we got to get up out of here, though, man.
Go ahead and drop them handles on them, man.
Okay, well, it's Niecy Honey Dip on everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope. Listen, hell, I still even got that old crazy-ass MySpace. I ain't been on it in 99 years, but I still got it. But it's still Niecy Honey Dip on there. It's still around. My email is NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com. My manager's email is Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. And for any type of events and things like that, you got to get with him. I just don't deal with none of that. All I do is show up and do what I need to do. All the business aspects he handles. Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. You can get at me on Rap Star. You can get at my Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can get at my music Facebook, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. Get at my Instagram, Puertorriqueño 412. You can get my Twitter, Rap Star 412. On my SoundCloud, I got Holla right on the first thing up there. So if you love the song, if you like the song that you heard today, go to my SoundCloud. I'm also going to put up a video sometime later. I don't know, whenever I feel like it, up on YouTube, and I'm going to promote it there. Holla, the new shit from Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. I'm coming.
And you could call in and request it, man. You know what I'm saying? Just let us know you're trying to hear that. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get us up out of here. This that Miss STL, No Chill. We see y'all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Let's go. Dow House.
Chill. Yeah.
Tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill in Montana, survive. Said they ain't know I was on us alive. I just said tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill in Montana, survive. Said they ain't know I was on us alive. I'm about to turn up, ready for war. Get me pissed off and be a bomb at your door. Let it stay lit, cause I love the game. And messing with me, I'll wear your nuts for rain. Drama on my chest, I'ma gon' set it out. Cause they all hate me and they love to die. Mad as a thing, I'm about to trip. Banging in the streets like the Bloods and Crips. Your brain cells messed up like it smokes the dip. The Midwest to your chest when it's on a fist fight combat, about to break it down. I'm like E.T. playing when I'm phoning home. Had a gigi gone, you ain't bout that life. You ain't what I'm on. Gangsta till I die, call me Al Capone. Leave the plug on the loud, just hit me, I'm on.
I said they tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chillin' on tennis to five. Said they ain't know I was on us alive. I said they tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chillin' on tennis to five. Said they ain't know I was on us alive.
So what they on, I heard moving all messy. This ain't high school, still trying to test me. Knife in my back, but you wanna call me bestie. Come up out of my bag real quick, hefty. The moves I make, I do big things. Miss me with them little mind games. My life is nice in my pockets, right? And I like to call the big bang. I'm a ghost, I heard they can't see me. Dabbing on them in 3D. They make the mess and I clean it up, so I'm useful to them like TP. They can do the things I heard I do, but you can order lessons on Hulu. And I ask them all, are you mad and all? Left them feeling like boo-boo.
I said they tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill on Montana survive. Said they ain't knew I was on us alive.
I blow them off like the wind. Serve me hypnotic and hen. Say that BS to your friends. Got them messed up, let me do it again. Ain't never taking the loss. Run the whole thing like a boss. I do not care what you thought. Meet me in traffic, they'll find you in chalk. Them haters be knocking, them lurkers be stalking. They always in season, they worm like moccasins. Stay in their face, don't know why they be jocking. Them snakes in my garden, I took out a lot of them. Wanna step in the city? Gotta make them say please. Cause we keep it on lock. We got the keys, the keys, the keys.
Wanna step in the city? Gotta make them say please.
All Talk No Filter, Dow House Radio. We out.